Blog Talk Radio.
We're shy of one horse.
You brought too many.
Thank you.
afternoon. Show number 833. Welcome to our Gremlin Infused. My head is hurting. My sinus is killing me. My black ass is exhausted version of Soul Tree Radio and the Raw. I'm yours, Michael Ingham, struggling through all kinds of good shit, but we are still here and we are happy to be in the house with you. Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com. Tony, come back wherever you are. And the assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, before I sneeze, at www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to our colleagues from Richmond Soul Radio who are here right now. Radio Reggie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Dr. Evil?
Yes, indeed. Doctor is in. And, of course, riding shotgun as always, the bad man from the East Bay, Gary Norris Gray. What up, G?
Oh, we got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot to talk about today, bro, man.
Uh-oh. Well, go on ahead and bat lead off. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Number one, I have a question for all the white women in this country.
Uh-oh.
You white girls should be ashamed of yourselves. Here's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
You call police on a barbecue, people. A barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You call police on an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You beat up black boys for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
In school.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the civil rights movement gave you more leverage than any other group in the United States.
Right.
Yes, you are still mad. What are you mad at? The question is, you got all the benefits of civil rights, but yet you don't want to go back to that. You want to get more nonsense. And you have more people in the Congress and the Senate ever in the history of America. So what are you doing?
Well, yeah, I think you put a good example up in front of everybody, G. This whole concept of white tears has been wearing thin for a long time, and long before it was even given the label white tears, there were people whose lives were made forfeit behind it. You had Tulsa, Oklahoma burnt to the ground because supposedly some white woman said she got raped. Of course, they never caught the guy responsible because they were too busy trying to destroy and did destroy what was built there over years and was done with black hands, and they had not only gotten their piece of the rock, they had solidified themselves as separate and distinct from everybody else in that area. And the resentment of having to make money off of them or seeing them thrive was just too great. They wanted an excuse to start some shit. You know, now that seems harsh in comparison to what you just explained, but that's essentially the same thing.
Yep.
You know, the whole barbecue Becky shit started because this cunt, and I'm saying it as it is, so none of the feminists out there get your ass tied in a knot and say this shit how it is. This cunt had the nerve to break up or think that it was important enough for her to interfere in somebody's activity because people were barbecuing. Now, this has also been something that has been part of something bigger going on out in that particular part of Northern California. Ironically, yes, it's literally a backyard, Gary, because property values have soared and people have moved in there with the agenda to literally take it over. I mean, not gentrify it as in these are something old, made something new. We're talking about get these motherfuckers out of the area. And that's the mindset behind Barbecue Becky and Steppermint Patty, the other one who had problems with the permit, and now this other chick, Pool Paula, whatever the fuck her name is, it doesn't even matter. The motive is the same. The motive is to flaunt whatever privilege they can and get away with what they can until they get caught. Now, remember, when Barbecue Becky got caught, oh, my God, oh, I'm being harassed, oh, cunt. And when Stepperman Patty got busted, some of the nonsense came out about, well, I'm just a poor woman selling marijuana to dogs. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, yes, her ass ain't got a job no more. But
exactly.
You know, Mike, the thing that gets me is that Maxine Waters, Auntie Maxine Waters, God bless her, talks about people using their civil rights of protesting. Now
right.
She got some cracker ass cunt trying to bogart her way into the elevator, shoves the phone up her face, trying to provoke her. And then this bitch got nerve to sit back and say, I'm going to sue you, Representative Maxine Waters. You know, this is the kind of bullshit that the white supremacist Republicans play, and that's really pissing off about the punk-ass Democrats. They are sitting back knowing that Kennedy said, well, the Supreme Court is getting ready to go ahead and get some more people. I'm going to retire because I know the Heritage Foundation got about 5 to 10 young whippersnappers lined up. And at least from 35 to 40 to 45, so they can sit on that court for the next 20, 30, 40 years and push white supremacy and racism. And then the interesting that if you have to go back to Wayway Machines, T-Mac always said, and then a brash man by the name of Cassius Clay, how dare he stand up and try to sit up here and tell for the government he wasn't going to fight for them Europeans in order to push white supremacy and racism. Ain't no Viet Cong called me nigga before. But yeah, that was a very progressive court back in the 60s. We fast forward some 50 years later. Now we got a white supremacist standing right here, and he's packing the court trying to take us back to the 1920s and 30s. And what did Democrats
do? Yeah, it's a little further than that,
white
but you're right.
They don't do a fucking thing. And that's Nancy Pelosi.
That's exactly right.
And these bastards got nerve to sit back and tell Auntie Maxine Waters that she needs to apologize? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, that one annoyed the fuck out of me because it was typical of shit Pelosi says. You know, there's nothing about this woman that gives you any indication that she is any kind of forward thinker or understands the mindset behind having to fight these son bitches, you know, trench style in engaging, whether it's verbal or policy. You know, Pelosi really hasn't done a fucking thing. And for her to have the nerve, and she's in California. I mean, this is a whole different number because she's there. She knows the area that Maxine's from. She knows the area that she serves. And for her to say, oh, they're there, you know, naughty negress, can't do that. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. And we've seen the same stuff come out of the mouth of Charles Schumer, whose only concern is to make sure that the Jews get what they're supposed to get in his mind, and try to turn it against her as well. This is some evil shit we're talking about. And we know that that Maxine was going to be made a target from the time her seniority became prominent. So this is just recent stuff. I'm sure there have been other attempts to goad Maxine or force her into something where somebody can go harmful off and say, oh, she needs to lose her job, she needs to resign. You know, they can't do an Al Franken and pull some sex shit on her, so they have to find a way to provoke her. Just like they decided that Miss Piggy bitch, Sarah Sanders, needed some sort of bodyguards. Anti-Maxine needs to hire a couple of brothers, straight up, because it's going to get to that. They're just waiting to find the right time and place to do what they're going to do to her. She knows this, and now we know this because she already said there was one appearance that she was supposed to make, which was canceled because of a very serious death threat. Now, we know the previous president got death threats all the time. Probably got more than anybody else prior to him. But it didn't change the fact that he carried on and did business, whether we liked it or not, whether it was in our favor or not. We're not going to see this kind of thing. We see something totally different here. There's a concerted effort to make sure that these alt-right white supremacist motherfuckers get to do what they want. We've had candidates who were avowed supremacists in primaries. We have one sick fuck who admits he's a pedophile. But other than that, he's not a bad human being. You know, he's going to be on the ballot. Think about where this thing is going. Good, G.
The leadership of this country, the leadership of this country has failed the American people. Failed.
Yeah.
And this is why they failed. You are elected to serve the people. Whether you like them or not, you serve both sides of the people. This president has not done that. And seriously, now it's time to take this seriously. Because if you don't serve the public, what are you there for? Get the hell out.
This is about power, G. Pure and simple. This is about power, creating it, maintaining it, and making sure that the other side doesn't get it. And the Democrats are a bunch of pussies. There's no other way to describe it. They've seen from the last 8 years, even before there was even a thought of Trump, they've seen the kind of infighting that's been utilized. When there was an effort to take the dialogue away from the former president being American or when the fuck he was born, nobody in the Democratic Party did fuck all about it. You know, and I mean, extended to the media as well. Mainstream media, oh, it was just an aside. So Rachel Maddow and all the supposed liberals, you didn't do a fucking thing. You let the story carry on and fester. Even after it had been resolved, none of your motherfuckers got in any of these Republicans' asses and said, enough already. Shut the fuck up already. It's a done deal already. None of them said that. They allowed the so-called birther movement to have legs and carry on and spew that invective. Even as he was going out of office, 8 years later, you still heard the same shit from the same motherfuckers. Because the Republicans are dick dastardly sons of bitches, and when they get a memo on how they're going to attack something, they stick with the plan.
They do. Yeah, they do it.
Yeah. So now we're going to see more white women behaving badly. I mean, this bitch that did this last call after she hit the kid, she bit a cop. Now think about that. She bit a cop.
Hold on, Gary.
Now, imagine a sister in a similar situation.
Hell no.
Exactly. He would have tased her ass or beat her ass or shot her ass and nobody would have said boo. But this bitch has the nerve to start a fight with some black kids, first of all, and then exacerbate it by biting the cop.
Yes, sir.
You know?
And
so
this is the privilege card. When a police officer drives up, his mind already is in gear, right? If the perpetrator or instigator, whatever you want to call it, is white, he's already in his mind that we got to calm this down. If the perpetrator is a person of color, already in his mind, he's already instigating a conflict. He's already ramping up. Let's say, remember 3 years ago when the cops went to party theater who were swimming?
Yes.
And the cops came and dragged the black girl all across the lawn?
Right.
Now, he would never do that to a white child. Never.
this is part of a scary trend. Because before it was white men who pulled this shit. You know, remember the incident in Boston? I believe that some bitch's name was Charles Stewart or something. His last name was Stewart. And he wants to off his wife. So he pretends to be jacked. He pretends to be carjacked.
Yes, sir.
Wife gets shot. He shoots himself. I mean, that's later revealed, of course. But it did not stop the initial intent from being put forward. APB, man is black. We don't give a fuck what size he is. We don't give a fuck how dark he is. Just get all the niggas you can and line their asses the fuck up. And that's exactly what the Boston police did. It wasn't until they had gathered enough of them that somebody said, you know, this story don't wash. And now all of a sudden, after they've had all the black men they can, rousted them up, roughed them up, did all that shit, somebody's going to say, no, there's something wrong here. Of course, it turned out to be something wrong because the motherfucker had perpetrated this shit, and he got caught eventually. But it didn't stop him from planting the seed. And this has been done since forever. We saw the Susan Smith woman do the same thing. You know, blame the death of the baby on a black man. And, of course, what they do, they went after the brothers. Although she just thought her white tears was going to be enough to get the whole premise over, and it didn't. And eventually she got caught, too. But this is the arrogance of the system, that this white woman, this white man could call the cops and immediately be believed that some dastardly shit had gone down. And, of course, there had to be a black person as the felon. These are part of black codes that weren't used before because no one has decided to weaponize the police to this degree. Now the police is being weaponized. And if they're not stupid to really consider all of this shit, then we know that they're in concert with it as well. So these are problems that are going to go way beyond the pay grade of the sons of bitches parroting this stuff on mainstream media. They don't want to say that. They don't want to admit that. And we'll hear people come on representing whom or whatever, and they'll give you 2 minutes of spin, and then they go out into the ozone. But the bottom line in all of this is that the police are being weaponized, especially by these white women, for specific shit like what we've just talked about.
What we as African Americans did, this is where the Black Panthers have been. What were the Black Panthers about? Protecting the black neighborhood. Supporting the black neighborhood. Raising the black neighborhood. Educating the black neighborhood. And feeding the black neighborhood. That's why the Black Panthers had to go. You guys got to get out of here because we don't want you in here.
But you got to hold up. You got to remember this. They don't want the black neighborhood protected.
No.
I mean, you go back to all the dialogue that's been said about, okay, you're going to be in the hood, buy a property in the hood, take care of it, you know, let's make it our neighborhood for real. And for every neighborhood that makes the attempt to do that, we hear some other bullshit.
Get beat down, yeah.
Because all of a sudden, here comes this old, well, you know, black-on-black crime is the major problem. No. It's racist fucks like y'all weaponizing the cops and not giving them that check to make them understand that you cannot go too far with this bullshit. You know, they told the cops straight up, if you abuse your power, you will not only lose your job, that money will come out your pension. We would have a behavioral shift that would be seismic, because even these redneck assholes are not stupid enough to realize that we don't want to recognize or lose our pay behind it. But, no, that's too easy. That makes too much sense, so that's not what we get. And any black neighborhood or any minority neighborhood that's not aware of that is killing themselves because they're playing into exactly what they want.
And then you had the folks that wannabes. And mm-hmm. these wannabes black, these wannabe Asian, wannabe Latinos.
Yeah.
Are a problem. Because the wannabes don't see anything wrong with this problem. Because they want to be accepted by the white masses.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work because what happens is you want to be and you see nothing wrong, you don't report it. Now they're gonna get you sooner or later because you're not one of them. And they that I don't want to get into them and us thing.
You have a president
that got turned by the clock of time by appointing another Supreme Court justice. I mean, really? This is what we're doing?
Well, this again is the fault of the Democrats for slow playing their way politics. When the Republicans had a plan, and we're not talking about this is before Obama, this is the early 2000s. Bush set the table. We talked about this several times, how Alito and Justice Roberts made it to the court, how Obama and Citizens United severely handcuffed America because it changed the whole standard regarding campaign contributions. And now they will get Roe v. Wade.
Yep.
This is one of the things that they wanted, and they will get it. They will get Roe v. Wade. And if you look at what's left, you've only got Sotomayor, Kagan, and the notorious RBG. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg has got to be, like, older than dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And the prospect of her going, I mean, God forbid, you don't want to see it happen, but they know. They know time is on their side. And now they put themselves in a winning position because of that turtle head motherfucker, Mitch McConnell, and others.
Yeah,
and now you'll see that policy carried out all the way. Excuse my sinuses, y'all. But that's what you get, G. And that's what we're going to be subjected to, because 5-4 court decisions will seem like a walk in the park. It will also discourage the arguments of anybody who is on the side of what's good in what they have to say. They will be the minority argument. And this court, if it shapes up to what they want, the arguments will always be lost by 6-3 or 5-4. And even if it gets to a push-come-shove situation, that motherfucker Mike Pence is there to break the tie.
Yo.
So we have dug ourselves a huge molehill that's bigger than a mountain.
Michael, you know what I read yesterday. Hey, this is true. I am totally done. Remember the campaign in 68?
Yes.
And Johnson was negotiating with for a beef.
Yes.
And President, soon to be President Nixon, was behind the scenes undermining This beat negotiation.
Yeah.
With the Vietnamese. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? Time and time again, does it sound familiar? It happened again in '80 with Carter and Reagan.
Right.
It happened again. See, it's keeps repeating itself. Republicans are under, and see, this is very close to the borderline Logan Act.
But you got to remember who you're talking about, though, G. You know, the Democrats don't give a rat's ass about this. They'll give some token heat to something, and then they let it go because it's not going to affect them as much. And we've seen this consistently from when you were talking about, from when Reggie was talking about, up to present day. Nancy Pelosi has no real power. And to make it even worse, she's going to try to chastise somebody who does potentially in Maxine Waters. Because if Maxine from seniority heads the Ways and Means Committee, she can actually do more than Pelosi ever thought she could. But that's not going to happen because they're working to strip her of that right now, just like they did Adam Clayton Powell, just like they did Charles Rangel. There's no accident to all of this. And let's not forget this. As Justice Kennedy is deciding to retire, information has come out that he had a connector with Deutsche Bank regarding Trump. So it is essentially, not only was he a Supreme Court justice, he was Trump's bitch and his banker. So as all of this is coming out, you would think, okay, this is definitely conflict of interest. This is room for impeachment. Where's everybody to make the argument? Oh, no, 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 there's no way that could be. See? All of this stuff is fodder. It's sideshow shit. Got to get to the real meat of the problem. The meat of the problem is, before the last president left, he got cock-blocked from appointing a Supreme Court justice. And not even one who would be, considered radical. One who is basically more in a pragmatic style of Kennedy. He would side with whatever the Constitution thought was the best interpretation. So he was middle of the road. He was exactly what the country could have used given the circumstances. But that's not happening now. The court is sharply to the right and has been pulled in that direction ever since they had a chance to do so. Now, whoever this asshole nominates for the court, we know they'll fall in step. And, of course, Roe v. Wade will be on the menu. But it won't matter. The Republicans already have the formula from when Robert Bork tried for the court. Yeah. Bork was too full of himself, and when he came there, he got chopped up.
Well, it's very interesting that 45 would ask about Roe v. Wade. Right? You know what he did?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna ask you about Roe v. Wade. Well, yeah, we all know why.
Everybody knows. Roe v. Wade is the last vestige of the court in a different frame of mind. They want that, and they're going to get that. Remember, there were smaller, more obscure, and weirder laws passed in some states or attempted to pass in other states, such as if you're having oral sex with somebody, you're committing a crime because you're eating babies. I mean, crazy shit. But it's not going to stop them. They will keep trying to find a way to poke their way in. And once Roe v. Wade is attacked and destroyed, it will get worse. And it will be a long time before shit cycles back in another direction. This is not something we're making up. This is not speculation for our sake. This is real-world stuff right now. They will be as aggressive as they can be to make this happen. And nobody's going Sieg Heil, but you better believe that is the kind of country and the kind of atmosphere that you're in right now. We are breathing fascism into the life of this country, and it will maintain itself until an incident allows the script to flip, whether that be Mueller dropping dime, whether that be people getting caught because they were so brazen about what they did. It was hard to say. The midterm elections would be too late for shit to happen, if at all. So something must jump off. Someone either has to be too lazy or too sloppy in what they're doing to not get caught. Because the fact that somebody could be 37 years old, admit that they're a pedophile and run for public office as if they were in Subway ordering a cheese sandwich tells you everything you need to know about the state of America right now.
Well,
there you go, something in the pot.
America is in an evil state of mind right now. It's an evil state of mind. When you have a leader that will when you will put children in cages and separate families, there's nothing wrong with you when you do that.
Well, you should say children being put in cages to the tune of almost $800 per person per night. That's what really is evil. And that the private prisons and the system they're in is making big bank off of this.
Yeah.
And there's nobody really to get away and say, hold up, stop this. You know this is wrong. All they care about is making the money. And they're going to make that. And they're going to take their sweet-ass time with these things with kids because everyone's getting paid. Everyone. And all the time that will be taken by those token voices in between who scream with the kids of this and the kids of that and poor kids. And I heard NBC go ad infinitum on this while I was away. Almost every day this was brought up. And the broadcasting was continuous. And what did it do? Not a fucking thing. Because they had gotten what they wanted. Private prisons got their money. People who supply those prisons got the money. People who feed those folks who are in the prisons got the money. Oh. Now there's your trickle down. Reagan didn't tell y'all about that shit. You better believe they know what time it is. And it's going to be a long time before this thing gets solved if more and more people pretend it's not going to be their issue. This is everybody's issue right now. Because this motherfucker will tell you with a straight face that if you gave me $30 billion right now, we'll give you the kids back and we'll build the wall.
You're gonna use your political power on a mass of children. What does that say about you? What does that say about you as an individual, as a person? And see, now I have to think about the American mentality, because you sit there and let this man do all this stuff, and you know he is wrong. And what's wrong with your mind?
It's more than just that. It's those journalists who were killed. You know, like, what's he going to say? They know he can't say anything. And even when they rail back at him and shout at him that he's an asshole, he can't do a thing. He'll make some blanket statement, and it'll get buried. And those people's lives will have meant nothing. And the asshole who went in there and shot shit up, you know, remember, he tried to get rid of his fingerprints so he wouldn't be detected. But facial recognition software busted his ass. And they still don't know, what his motive was for it. Not that he needed one, but I made the statement a long time ago that there are several Manchurian candidates that are out here, and their job is to create chaos in exactly the manner that this son of a bitch did. You know, now one was young, and he had a happy meal, a wobble meal, whatever the fuck for his trouble, and he's going to die, and he should fucking fry. This guy, this so-called white Hispanic, who now is in the mix of this, he will be the first. There will be others. You know, you think about the Washington Post and other places that speak of
biblical fortitude, and you think what their promises will be now involving allowing people in. Because the idea of that free space for ideas to flourish, that's gone. That ain't coming back either. They are looking to do even more acts of terror against American citizens, and they'll frame it in some obtuse way. Now, I'm sure when they found out who this kid was, some asshole at the news station said, oh, do we have a prom picture of him? You know, oh, that's a nice one. Let's get that one. Anything that would show that he wasn't perceived in a thuggish manner. Now, we know if he was black, they would talk about him having committed crimes before he was even born. But it doesn't matter. The gambit is to present a mindset to people. And they got exactly what they wanted. So as they'll play footsie with him in deciding what to do with him next, the fact that those five people are dead is minimized even more. You know, and whether they were white, black, or whatever color combination they're in, that doesn't change either. Now, the fact that he killed five white people, oh, there'll be some outrage for a moment, but it'll eventually die down. They know exactly what they're doing, and the Republicans, I checked that the Democrats are woefully behind in making their points and doing what needs to be done to clean this mess up. So this is what we're dealing with. We are playing from behind, and this isn't even checkers and chess. This is like being at bat, knowing that the next hit or the next out will invoke the 15-run rule, and the game will be considered over. That's
yeah.
How close we are.
Yeah, but the sad part about it is we're told to vote all the time, and the assholes that we're supposed to vote for are sitting back with the same demon they're supposed to vote against. I mean, again,
sure.
We got a white supremacist in Illinois that's looking at a Republican. You got a white supremacist
right.
In Virginia, and the Democrats ain't doing the effing thing as far as trying to do motor voter, trying to even get down and try to the grassroots to move forward. And this one, nobody talks about Hillary and Bill Clinton both worked with
mm-hmm.
Barry Goldwater, his campaign in their 20s. And Hillary was a Barry Goldwater girl. Between Strom Thurmond and Goldwater, you can't get them more racist than that. And they brought the same bullshit over to the Democrat Party. And let's not forget it, but Jim Weir, a Reaganite that runs a Democrat, said on Meet the Press, you know, it's really a shame that we don't have a Jefferson Davis Dinner anymore. Sure, they were slave owners, but they were great guys. And this is a fucking Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we have to line up against. And that's what has to be approached with as much vigorous energy as possible so that these sons of bitches can get outed. We allow this thing, because think about people like Stephen Miller and his little neo-Nazi ass. He's doing shit behind the scenes, and he's really thinking that he's getting over because no one's challenged him yet. If somebody does challenge him, they better go in there armed properly to counteract the bullshit that he'll throw in front of them. They're throwing up those white power signs and all this other shit, believing that we got over, like fat rats in a cheese factory. We got over, and nobody is putting them in check. No one. This is why some people believing that we're reliving 1984 or Brave New World Revisited or The Handmaid's Tale, pick whatever dystopian formula you wish. That's what's going on right now. And some people are too distracted to see it. Some are too scared to understand what's coming. They may even see it. They don't want no part of it. Oh, they just don't want to be bothered. Uh-huh. Yeah. So your black ass is put in that situation.
Correct. America is in a very, very bad situation now because the world, see, now the world is turning against us. When you get people from Canada don't like us, people in England don't like us, people in Germany don't like us, see, you can't go around like that.
Well, apparently they're letting everybody know. And we cannot minimize the Waters issue. You know, Maxine Waters has bigger balls than most of the men in Congress. And she realizes what she's saying, why she's saying it. So, yes, she's not going into this blind. She's not misunderstanding what needs to be said or done regarding this. She's making a definite effort to have everybody understand that this is what we must deal with. We have to confront it right now. We cannot let it go underneath or lay dormant until some other conditions warrant sparking it back up again.
And
unfortunately, G, I'm waiting for a backup. Where's a backup? Do you see
there ain't no backup. Michael, there's no backup. Look, these people are scared of their shadow. It's their own shadow, man.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Look, we have no real thinking forward black leadership at all. Maxine Waters was the first one to speak out against this nonsense.
Exactly. This is what's making it worse. People's naive.
I know you don't want to go in this direction, but I want one more thing for people to know. In the Snow Patrol, this week, a very sad incident happened in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody broke in the Negro League Baseball Museum.
Really?
And they cut the water lines on the second floor.
Wait a minute, what was that?
This week in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Somebody broke in the Negro Baseball League Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And deliberately cut all the water lines in the museum.
Holy shit.
And this caused flooding in the first floor of the museum. Now, this museum is going through a $4 million renaissance this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to open on July the 4th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They ain't opening. I think, this goes back to 45 again. When you have a leadership that does nonsense like this, it allows juveniles, young adults, and adults to act stupid. And this was a stupid act. A stupid act.
Well, they don't seem to be stupid. They seem to be deliberate. And I'm looking at this. Bob Kendrick, who is the president, is talking about this. As he's saying, vandals on Friday cut a water pipe on the second floor of the Buck O'Neill Research and Education Center.
Yep.
You know, it's a $100,000 parquet floor, which is now a ballroom, and it's going to be replaced. But obviously the damage is done and the emotional ramifications of it all. The fact that they did that and why they did it, you know, that's for debate. But unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, Buck O'Neill's statuary did not get touched. So that was good, but the fact that somebody went out of their way to do that is to the very heart of what we're talking about. That anything that celebrates black excellence is a target. If it is personification of black excellence and somebody like Auntie Maxine, they become a target. This is not the debate and we can agree to disagree shit. These motherfuckers are trying to hurt people. They're trying to do damage. And this is part of the chaos that I've been talking about. This is what they want.
Yeah, you're right. It's other and people think about this. When that shooting was going, in Maryland, what was the president doing? Nominating this guy as the Supreme Court judge. So the media had divided attention.
Sure.
No mistake.
This ain't good, Jake. This ain't good, and the fact that mainstream media is not touching it is a perfect example of you're on your own. And you got to call it like it is. We're on our own, and it's going to be going to stay on your own, because not unless everything is so packed. It's like the barbecue Becky situation, where the police can see the absurdity of what was done, and the attitude is, why are you fucking with us in our time by doing something as stupid as this? They have a right to barbecue. You know, it has to be like that before it will make somebody recoil and respond with the white tears. Oh, poor me. Look what happened. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. I haven't been well lately. You know, and all of a sudden now, they try to make her sound like she was a buffoon. She was no buffoon. She went out of her way to deliberately do something, to be savage in her approach and damaging part of a community. And then the community responded back with the multiple barbecues all over the place. You would have thought, all right, now that shit will get nipped in the bud. But that's not what happened. Because right after her came Steppenwolf Patty, who came and did the shit that she did regarding permits and stuff. You know, she finds out, everybody finds out she's selling marijuana to dogs and some crazy shit like that. And she loses her dispensary license. So it hit her in the wallet, which is where everybody gets nervous. She's not a problem. And now we have this bitch who goes and hits some black kids and then bites a cop. You know, this is premeditated because she knows what she can get away with. And because it's premeditated, it should be charged as a more serious crime. Now, I don't know if they will or not, but that's really where the interpretation of the law should be. A black person is not going to call the cops unless they absolutely positively have to. Because they know the response to the cop is mostly negative. And for the asshole who tried to start something, cop is an acronym, and it means constable on patrol. So shut the fuck up with that nonsense. Anyway, so of course, if the cop is called and he understands what's going on, discerns what's been happening, and can fairly make an assertion of saying he or she's doing his job. That's what we want. Yeah. You know, stop this nonsense. But many don't.
I think that America is on the verge of a social, economic, and political crisis. And why I say it is because people are not being included in the program. People are being excluded from the opportunity. Our government says we are free and we are equal. No, we're not. Until that is a reality.
No, we know that. If we really pay attention to the Constitution, we know that. The Constitution already said we're 3/5 of a human being. Their words, it's in there. And nobody has said yet. You know, Get rid of that shit. Strip that. Or they can amend it. Those words as if they were sacred. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So, five black men are worth three white men? Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Well, what if white America has to come to reality? this is the thing. White America has had a fairy tale dream. And that fairy tale dream is coming to an end, and they don't know what to do about it. That is the problem. The fairy tale, two cars, better one kind of, is coming to an end, and they're frustrated, and they don't know what to do with themselves. And this is how it goes.
They know what to do with themselves. They're trying to destroy that democracy as we speak. So don't think they're idle. They are very much hard at work. What we collectively have to accept is that, yes, this is a work in progress. This is like trying to, how can I say it, dismantle a huge building. You know, you can't do the obvious and just implode it, because everybody will see what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you have to take a little piece here, a little piece there, you know, some human rights here, change the laws on education, change the laws on living in certain areas. It's all a slow and steady process.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old castles that was built 500-600 years ago, and even though it's been that long, it hasn't totally eroded yet because it was built so well. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing slow erosion and effect, and we're seeing people okay with it. We're seeing people more than willing to dismantle this because they know what we know, and that is 2018, the world is dark. By 2038, it'll be far darker. I mean far darker. And there's not a fucking thing they can do about it. They've tried killing people of color. They will still continue to try to kill people of color. They will still find ways to minimize life and shorten the expectancy of staying through birth control methods and other methods, be they science or magic or something as hard and fast as the rule of law. But believe me, they're working on it. They just can't get busted. They just can't get busted for all-out murder. They can't get called on the genocide card. Because believe me, they're looking at it and they're thinking about it. As court gets shaped, becomes more conservative, the genocide card will be in play. And some people want a civil war, and it may come to that. And if that does happen, the genocide card will again be in play.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many black people haven't heard the phrase, "I was in fear for my life and I was just defending myself"? That will go global, full scale. Unless human beings stand up to this evil and fight back. I've said several times on my show and your show, evil prospers when good men and women do nothing.
Do nothing, yeah.
Can't allow for nothing to happen here, because we know, given the pedigree, they will carry on and do exactly what they want.
Okay, I have to step aside and go to the
code. Yes, sir. Give us a preview of what we'll get at the top of the code.
We're going to talk about the Negro Lit Baseball Museum being broken into, and the World Cup game is coming to the knockout round.
Mm-hmm.
And the rookies of the NHL, not the Hockey League rookies.
All right. All right.
Also, tomorrow on the Music Box Hour will be the Jacksons.
All right. Well, that seems rather ironic considering now Joe is dead and buried. Michael's gone. I wonder what the spirit in the Jackson house holds would be. You know, knowing what has happened, knowing the history between these people and how they have tried to survive, exist, whatever, it'd be interesting. That's a good subject, G. It's going to make for a great music box. That's Sunday, 7 p.m.
Thank you, man.
Of course, at the top of the hour, Gary Norris Gray, and the Great Upper Code, we will see you continue the discourse there at 4. But you better believe that old phrase about idle hands being the devil's workshop is in effect.
Boom.
And meanwhile, as the celebrations go on, his dick dastardly should have fled.
I pour the coffee and even park the cars. I get to drive the fat bastard straight home from the bars. And all of these jobs, I do them with pride. I gain the trust and soon I'll live large and start to thrive. And this thing of ours, this is the only way. Kid from the street can climb the ladder and make prime pay. Growing up where I did, you get to see a lot of things. The guys in this club were like a local king. They had the finest boys, all willing and able. In any restaurant, they got the best damn table. Pinky rings and rocky Cuban cigars. They had shiny suits by the dozen in the trunks of their cars. To a kid like me, to get this far, Andrea Dory, social club to face a local bar.
No, no, no.
I had dreamed of this life since I was 10. Finally made it straight to the center of the lion's den. So to make my phone see, I do what they say. Cause I'm looking to a future, to a brighter day. When I'm a full goomba, I made gummy gump, running scams for grams off of some straight lace chump. All of these petty tasks ain't just for nothing. It'll all be worthwhile when I get my buddy.
Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get paid. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing. Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get made. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing.
So enough about me, let's break it down to the crew. I'll tell you who the hell they are and what the fuck they do. I'll start at the bottom, then I'll move up the line. No matter what I say, they're all friends of mine. So even though I know this guy's a little bit slow, every operation needs some muscle to make it go. Bobby Back, the guy's a soldier like I am. Made his bones 20 years ago, stuck a guy with an eye jam. Quick with the club, so when push comes to shove, if the shit hits the fan, he's the man you gotta love. Tony Fingers, another cat in the crew, just hijacked an armored truck, the driver turned up blue. Tight with the Don and a stand-up guy, he'll hit the trigger on his gun before you blink your eye. The guy knows the biz, at the track he's a whiz. So good with the ladies, yeah, the pussy fizz. And speaking of chicks, the Don's consigliere Vic, with his foot fetishes enough to make everybody
you
sick.
Well,
he may be a freezer, but he keeps the record clean. Money filters through Geneva, important guy on the scene.
Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get paid. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing. Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get made. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing.
Coming up as a soldier, they used to call him Brass Ball. Prince on the street, the man with the master plan. Took me in at 15, so I'm his biggest fan. But he's not without critics, even in our own crew. That would entertain Paulie Gaga if he ever knew. To me, he's the best, to that I will attest. Came up from the streets, and I know he wears the crest. But Don is a Don, regardless what it is he does. So DeVito's the boss, cause because is because. And there's this girl I know all of my life. I wouldn't call her a slut, but still she's far from a wife. When I was a kid on Delancey Street, I knew she'd be Gumata bringing drama to somebody's crew. Sexy and smart, her name is Gabrielle. A whiff of her perfume, you'll see your members
smell.
Girl got it all, but still she's well adjusted. Word has it she's the only one that Don's trusted. She's not just a mall like us, she's on call. With all Gabrielle is, even a Don might fall.
Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get paid. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing. Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get made. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing. Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get paid. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing. Gotta get my buddy, cause I gotta get made. When you're made, you're the man. When you're not, you're just nothing.
We will see you on the other side of the hour with Gary Norris Gray and the Great Upper Cove. Call in at 646-727-3649. Again, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Rox will produce The Jacksons. It should be intriguing. Of course, after that, 9 o'clock Eastern, the Music Therapy Mind Stream with us here at Sultry Radio and the Raw. For myself and all the rest of the chefs, enjoy this beautiful weekend. Oh, if you've got sinus problems, believe me, I am in total sympathy with you. But No drinking and driving, y'all. Play nice. See you on the other side of the hour. Great Upper Coat. Ciao.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, but we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educators, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is what it is. What it is and what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair of underwear out of a store. You know, putting on a half press suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes, trying to be hip. So I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And look like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment got to remember. Now, brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. If you don't work, you can't eat. Sis, you don't work, Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. See, we can't go back to the biblical stories, two loaves of bread, or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah, five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE, now we want to take it to the JBE, the JB experience. And Fred, brother, lay it on me, lay it.
Southside of Chicago, the Bay Area, what? Bayport, Buttermilk Bottom in Atlanta, Dyer Street in Augusta, West Broad in Savannah, U Street in Washington, going over to Baltimore, South Street in Philly, Boston. I know somebody need to help us, give us, just give us a chance, somebody, brothers across the nation, they gotta get themselves together, unified. We need information, brothers across the nation, pass on that right on information, brothers across the nation.
fuck's sake, Andy.